Missouri Senate will come to order, and first order of business is the prayer by our pastor, the Reverend Gock.
In the ninth psalm we hear, I give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. Gracious God, we return to fulfill our constitutional requirements, and we do so gladly. But we come together with mixed feelings. For some of us, it is our last time together, and we will miss the collegiality and the friendship we have developed here. We will miss the work of public service and wonder where we may be able to do so again. Yet we are thankful for all you have led us to accomplish and are most grateful to have done so. For some of us, we say goodbye to colleagues. Even though we will miss them, we also look forward to the work that we have at our next session. We all give thanks for the leadership that you have raised up to guide our time here, and for the staff who have given so fully of their time and energy. So we are truly thankful to you to be here this day, and we will rejoice in it. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nodler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Do we have a journal to read? No? The Senator from the Third.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, do we have any messages from the House?
Senator, our first order of business needs to be resolution.
I was just told to ask for messages from the House. All right. Then we will go to the order of business of resolutions. And I have a resolution.
Resolution. Send it forward, Senator.
I would move for its adoption.
Read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1, offered by Senator Engler. Be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened and is now in session as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution and is ready for the consideration of its business.
He has moved the adoption.
I move for its
Does
adoption.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
The senator from St. Francois renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is
Mr.
adopted.
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Senator from St. Francois, send it up. Read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 2, offered by Senator Engler. Be it resolved by the Senate that the rules of the Senate as adopted by the 95th General Assembly, second regular session, be declared to be the rules of the veto session of the 95th General Assembly.
Mr. President, I move for this adoption.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator recognized to close.
Mr. President, I would close.
Senator renews his motion. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted.
Mr. President.
Senator.
Is there any communication from the governor?
We have two veto messages, or there are veto messages, Senator.
I would ask that the reading be waived and that the messages be printed in the journal as they've been distributed already.
The reading is waived and they shall be printed.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate proceed to the order of business of vetoed bills and that the calendar be called.
Yes, sir. Vetoed bill. You've heard the motion of the senator from St. Francois. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail to proceed to that order of business, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are on that order of business. And House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 777. Sponsored by the senator from Johnson. Hearing no motion, the chair now recognizes the senator from St. Francois again.
Mr. President, do we have any messages from the House?
We have a message.
One message.
Read the message.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution Number 1. House Resolution Number 1, be it resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 95th General Assembly, second regular session, inform the Governor and the Senate that the House is duly convened and is now in session in the 2010 Constitutional Veto Session and ready for consideration of business. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Kremlis, Chief Clerk.
Okay. Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis.
Could we go to the order of business of introduction of guests?
Introduction of guests.
Anyone want to introduce anyone? Okay. Okay. All right. Could I go back to the order of business of resolutions, though?
Resolution, Senator.
I have a resolution.
Send your other resolution for it. And read that resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 3, offered by Senator Engler. Be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate, having been duly convened as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution, made no motion to override the Governor's veto of House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 777 when the bill was so called by the President.
Mr. President, I would move the adoption.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Senators recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion on adoption of that resolution. As many as are of the opinion that shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Okay. The resolution is agreed to.
Mr. President, can we go to the order of business of announcements? And you recognize me for announcement.
You are recognized, Senator.
Thank you. Here's what's happening. We have to wait for the House to figure out if they're going to override the veto before we act, so we cannot close. So what we're going to do is just recess till 1 o'clock, and we will do our recognition ceremony in between time, and hopefully we'll have some conclusion to the House, and then that way we can go ahead and dismiss sine die at that point. If anybody have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but I want to make that announcement, Mr. President.
Further announcements? Senator, the chair has an announcement, if I could get leave. Many of you know Jerry Dowell, part of the Senate family for a number of years. He and his wife, Carrie, welcomed their firstborn into the world at 12:06 a.m., Leah Janice Dowell. She weighed 6 pounds 11 ounces and 21 inches long, and she and her mother are in good health.
Very good.
So I extend your best wishes to Jerry and his family.
Very good. Mr. President.
Senator.
No further business coming forward. I move that the Senate go into recess until 1 p.m. today.
You heard the motion. As many as are dependent shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
As the country does.
The hour of recess having expired, the Senate will be back in session. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, thank you so much. Do we have any messages from the House?
We do have messages from
would
the House.
Would you have them read?
I will have the Secretary of the Senate read the message.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 2. House Resolution 2, be it resolved by the House of Representatives that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives inform the Senate that the House, having been duly convened as provided by Section 32, Article 3 of the Constitution, made no motions to override the Governor's vetoes on House Bill 1741, Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1831, Conference Committee Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 2007, and Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 2317, when the bills were called by the Speaker. Respectfully submitted, Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from St. Francis. That was, yeah, as opposed to a surrogate.
I move that the Senate of the veto session of the second regular session of the 95th General Assembly stand adjourned, sine die, pursuant to the Constitution.
Heard the motion of the Senator from St. Francis. All the opinion of that motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned.